Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Going to be talking about, well, why we stay in certain relationships that we find ourselves unhappy. I think that a lot of us are in relationships right now where we're not very happy with them. We've been in relationships most of our life that we realize we've done so many things, but yet we are not really that happy in the relationship itself. So why is that? Why are we in these relationships? Why do we stay in them? And why do we work so hard to make them work? You know, I find it interesting because I think that a lot of times in life, we are unaware that this is commonplace for us. We're unaware that this is something that we're used to. We're unaware that this is something that we have a tendency of finding. You know, I think it's interesting. I've had clients say, well, I seem to be able to walk into any room and I seem to be able to find any narcissist that happens to be in the room. Why is that? And that's a good question. Why is that? Is it because you have some sort of, some sort of like contract that you're fulfilling that you're going to meet every narcissist on the planet? Or is it the fact that really, honestly, it's a normalcy for you? It's something that you understand completely. It's something that you've been around. It's something that quite honestly, well, you know what? You are, well, prone to being around that personality. Why is that? Okay, well, let's talk about it, because I'm about to unveil, I'm going to pull back the veil today on the reasons why we find ourselves in unhealthy relationships that make us unhappy, why we feel like we're walking uphill, why we feel that no matter what we do, the other person doesn't see our value, why we stay in it even when we feel like the chips are down, and why we continue to give more and more of ourselves even when the writing's on the wall. You know, I'm a big person about honesty and truth when it comes to just understanding who we are. I mean, we as people, we as individuals, we as humans, you know, it's great when we understand who we are. It's great when we understand what we're doing. It's great to understand why we do what we do. And if we can understand that information, we get clarity and understanding into our life, into why we're doing it. And then we stop getting all over ourselves, getting upset and angry because we say, I just don't know why this keeps happening to me in my life. Why? Why, God? Why? Why do I keep picking this? Why do I keep choosing these types of people? Is there something wrong with me? Okay. Well, I'm here to tell you there's nothing really wrong with you, okay? I know that you want to get a diagnosis that something's wrong. There's got to be something horribly wrong with me. And Ashley's going to uncover it. And I'm not saying that we're all perfect. Don't get me there. I'm not perfect. Nobody on this planet's perfect. I mean, you can try for it, but you're going to keep coming up short. I mean, it's one of those things, it's like, why keep trying? It's not necessary, and there's no award for it, by the way. You know, because nobody's going to give you the award because everybody else is trying to get it. They're going to try to pull you off that perfect stance, right? Because, you know, somebody's always going to try to take that position. But what I realize is that when we try to be perfect, we have a tendency of almost like the martyrism situation. You know, like, I'm going to hold things for me. I'm not going to do things. I'm not going to do things that make me happy. I'm going to, you know, oh gosh, I slave away. I do all this stuff. And it's like, okay, come on. Is that doing anybody any good? Probably not. Is it doing you any good? Heck no. So why do we stay in these relationships? Why do we give our power to other people in relationships? And I'm not just talking here about romantic relationships. I'm not just talking about love relationships, romantic relationships. I'm not just talking about marriage. I'm not just talking about that. This is not exactly what I'm talking about. I am. That's a lot of it. That's a big part of it. That's a really big part of it. But there's more to it. What about the friendships? What about some of the parental relationships that we have? And so let's start there, because I think this is a really great place to segue out to discuss the parental concept. So the reason why a lot of us enter these relationships that, well, you know, they just don't seem to be providing us any sort of happiness. It seems like, you know, when you get home, if you're dealing with a significant other, it's like you're having to defend yourself more than you had to defend yourself with your boss or at work. It seems like you don't have someone in your corner, right? It doesn't seem like you have someone that, really cares, that's really there, that really wants to be there, that actually listens to maybe some of the stuff you say. And this has to be a two-way street. What I find, and I've done some videos on this on the YouTube channel, if you want to check them out, you know, go to YouTube and just put in Ashley Burgess, Ashley B-E-R-G-E-S. You know, I've done some videos on, you know, upbringing and family dynamic and how the family dynamic and the upbringing impact our lives, right? And I know that you all know that. I mean, you've been listening to me for a long time and you're extremely intelligent, so you already know this information, but we're going to go a step further. You know, the impact of the family dynamic and how our parents, you know, raised us and how our parents were as how their personality was. Everybody has their own unique personality, right? We know that for a fact. It's funny how, you know, you can be in a family and there's three children born and all three children are completely unique as far as personality. You have one person that's completely extroverted and over the top, big personality. You got someone that's completely introverted. And I'm introverted people are always amazing because introverted people are always interesting. You know when you got something, when you can get an introvert to go wild and have a lot of fun. It's always fun to see that. I always think that's pretty cool. That means that there's something there, right? That je ne sais quoi. And then you got someone that's totally on a different level. You know, the third child is completely in a different level. But, you know, it's interesting how we look at our parents. A lot of us don't look at our parents because, you know, we don't say, oh, well, you know, when I look at my mom or dad, and many of you have parents that are still alive, some of you don't. You look at, you know, how they are as a person, what their personality is. And I always recommend looking at that, like really looking at it. Don't just like gloss over it. Don't just, you know, but really look at it. You know, who is my dad? Who is my father? Get in there and really think about it. Some of you may not speak to your parents. Some of you may speak to your parents. Some of you may have an estranged relationship. Some of you may have a great relationship. I don't know where your relationship is with them. However, you know, I understand all of those situations. And so if you look at it and you start saying, okay, huh, this is interesting. Let's look at what my dad is like and start breaking down his personality. And what I found is that we have a tendency, right, of picking people, choosing people that have similar personalities as our family. We have a tendency of picking that type of personality. And so let's just hypothetically talk about a mom and dad. Let's talk about a hypothetical mother and father. And I think it's interesting because I've worked with so many clients that this is probably a good... It's probably actually a good middle ground to start with because I think that it applies to, you know, several people. Let's say you have a father who happens to be a little, you know, we'll say that he's on the narcissistic side, you know. Depends on the gray area. Depends on what area. Is it, you know, there's various shades of gray here when it comes to this kind of stuff. And so let's say that your father has tendencies of being, you know, narcissistic. And so what are those tendencies? The tendencies would be very self-centered. Have a tendency of having no boundaries with their children. It seems like their children are an extension or accessory of themselves. Are there for you when you're doing well. Almost act as if you don't exist when you're not. So if you're not making the cheerleader squad or you're not making the football team or the basketball team or the debate team or whatever, they're cutting you out. And so then you go and you jump through hoops and you jump through hoops, or you go the other way, right? And you totally rebel. Okay. And I think many people have done all of it. You jump through the hoops in the beginning and then it didn't work. So then you rebelled, you know, drugs, alcohol, whatever you got. And then let's take, for example, the hypothetical mother. Okay. A hypothetical mother that happens to be dealing with, let's say, is more codependent. Let's say, you know, codependent, what are some of those tendencies that we have when we're codependent? Well, you know, we have a tendency of taking care of others. We have a tendency of trying to help the other person till it hurts, right? Give till it hurts. Keep giving and giving because you feel like if I just give more, this will help the other person. You know, the codependent tendency of trying to fill the other person up, right? Emotionally, mentally, physically, that kind of sort of thing. Mostly emotionally, you know, doing things for the other person and loving them so much and hoping that they love them so much so the other person sees their value, vice versa, right? a lot of times the codependent sticks with the narcissist and finds themselves kind of, well, eventually, once they kind of get a little real with it, right, they kind of find themselves with a little bit of anger and resentment, right, because there's been so much time where the codependent has given of themselves, given and given and given, where the narcissist just keeps taking, right? There's a tendency of taking and taking, and it depends on where we are in the spectrum, okay? Some more than others, some less than others. But if you see that dynamic, so you think about dad has the narcissistic tendencies, mom has the codependent tendencies, you've watched this as you've grown up for years and years in the family dynamic, right? You've watched it, you've watched the interactions with mom and dad, and you didn't know. It's not like the universe goes, okay, guys, it's not like they were like, hey, Ashley, okay, we got something for you. Now, you just got born here. You just came out of the womb. Now, we're going to have 15 families on the other side of 15 doors, and you're going to pick which family is yours, okay? You're going to pick it based on information and knowledge to understanding personality disorders, personality situations, and how people are. And you're going to get to pick your ideal family. That's not how it works. So you get thrown into this family, right? You don't know. I didn't know. It's not like when you're a kid, you understand, like, personality stuff. It's not like you're sitting there going, oh, yeah, well, I think that mom has some tendencies of codependency, and my dad seems to be more of a narcissistic person who only thinks solidly about themselves, and I got to jump through a lot of hoops and do a lot of big things to make him interested. I'm going to keep doing that, and then eventually I'm going to get so frustrated that I'm going to do something else. Okay. Or you keep doing it. And you keep jumping through hoops, and you keep jumping through hoops. And then you find yourself in a relationship later on where it seems that your wife or husband is similar to that personality, where it seems like there's nothing you can do to impress them. You got to do more, 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 more. The word is more. And you keep doing it, and you keep doing it, and you keep doing it. And eventually, you either keep doing it, or you burn out, or you hit the wall. Okay? It's very interesting. Because there's a tendency of taking on that codependency, right? There's a tendency of being on both sides of that equation. And it's hard because we have to be extremely aware of the traits that we've taken on. Now, we talk about these types of personality. You know, some of it's genetic. Some of it's environmental. It's a mix. Some of it's not a mix. But it's interesting because that dynamic directly relates to kind of the interactions we have, the family dynamic we have, and honestly, how we interact with them. So that is always an interesting dynamic because we understand that this comes from a lineage, right? And I wanted to talk about this today because it's so important, because I find that a lot of times people beat themselves up. Why was I so stupid? Why did I fall for this? Why did this happen? Why do I keep picking the wrong people? Why did that go down that way? And honestly, it's not that you're stupid at all. It happens to do with what seems normal. It happens to say it's what's normal, what you're used to. What's the dynamic? You see what I'm saying? And so that's the key. It's like, okay, so that's where we're at. Now we have to just kind of figure it out. And so we're going to be talking about what happens a lot of times in these relationships, what we can be aware of, because I have a video coming out on Monday, and I'm talking about approval and acceptance, and this is going to join right into that video on how to find our own approval and how to stop giving our power away, and how to really start analyzing the situation and understanding why and how we're giving our power away based on looking for this approval and acceptance that we've been looking for that began in the beginning with the family dynamic. So stay tuned. Okay, we've got a lot more coming up. Don't change the channel. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. You know what? I guess I'll be back this time.
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir Anatomy of a Patient as a journal of my battle with the life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. You can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Live True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about why we give our power to other people, why we have a tendency of getting into relationships that don't benefit us. And it's interesting because I find that that is so inherently important. We have a tendency of beating ourselves up. We wonder, well, why did I get into this relationship? Why did this happen? And so right before the break, I was talking about, you know, when we have the family dynamic that basically introduces us to this type of dynamic and cycle pattern, we get into it. We see our parents. So when I was giving, like, the hypothetical mother, father, the father with, you know, narcissistic tendencies, mother with codependent tendencies, and showing that dynamic, we have a tendency of following that. Now, you can put anything in there. So your father could have codependent tendencies. Your mother could have borderline personality disorder tendencies. You know, I mean, we can throw in whatever you want to throw in. Flip-flop it around, right? Okay, there's so many options we have here. It's a smorgasbord. But what I want you to start looking at is if you're feeling unhappy in a relationship or you're feeling unfulfilled or you're trying to give everything and you just feel like it keeps falling on deaf ears or you feel like you're not getting anywhere or you really, really, really feel like you are, if you really, really, really feel like you're spinning your wheels and you're like, why is this happening? What's going on? What's going on? Why is this taking place? If you're really feeling that, then it's time to really look at the dynamic between the family, the father-mother figure and the person that you're with in that relationship. And see what the similarities are. Start writing them down. Don't sit there and put this in your head and try to figure this out from your head. Think about this. Write it down like you're literally talking about a character in a film. Like you're literally looking at a character in a film. I mean, this is so inherently important. Because, you know, that's the thing. It's like once you really see that and you understand that, you begin to make, you connect the dots. And that's all I want to do is connect the dots. That's a big thing today in today's show. Is just all we're doing is connecting the dots. Because once you start seeing that reality, you begin to understand things clearly. Once you begin to see that reality, you begin to understand why you're in this dynamic to begin with. You begin to understand, okay, I see it clearly. I see the fact that my spouse and my family member have a lot of the same tendencies. Start looking at yourself and your family. Start looking at you and your parents. Start figuring out what are the tendencies that I have that are similar to them. I mean, write this down. Don't keep it in your head. I mean, you can only think about a certain amount of things to go to the grocery store, right? So, you know, like, oh, what do I have to get? If you have more items in your head, you're going to forget. You're going to forget. So we want to write this down. This is something that's a life changer. So we want to write it down, kind of start noting and start looking at the similarities and being honest with yourself, because we have a tendency of not seeing people honestly because we give them a title. We give them a title of parent, right? Which is good, but we need to take that back. They're more than a parent. They're their own human with their own identity, right? The fact that they had us as a child is ancillary. It's a sidebar. Okay, it's the same as our spouse. The fact that they're our spouse is great, okay, but they're also an individual with their separate reality, okay? So that's what I want us to think about, is like take the labels out and just start looking at the similarities between these people. Look at the similarities between you and your family. I mean, that's all I'm asking. Like, just take the labels out so we can have a little more help here, so we can understand a little better what we're dealing with, okay? And that's what I think is so important. And that's what I think is so important, because once we're able to do that, we're able to really understand the whole dynamic. Okay, so if you have a chance getting that journal, writing that down, looking at that dynamic, being able to see the connections, okay? And so, and this is going to create the aha moments. It's not going to be all of it, okay? But this is stuff that we have to do. Like in the very beginning, when we're working on stuff in session, this is one of the exercises we do. There's a million exercises. Everybody knows that I'm notorious for homework. I'm not always notorious for homework, but I like people to make breakthroughs every single time, right? That's what we're doing here. We're not just, you know, screwing around. We're actually making changes in our life. So stay tuned. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking more about the impact on that, how we can understand, make better changes, make better choices. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Don't turn the channel. I'll be back this time in two shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spit into the plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true, full family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling those small bits of history. He travels the country doing research about things your family deserve to know. Check out Dan's website. Go to dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's www.dancestorsgenealogy.com, and give the gift of your family history to your family.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another holiday weekend has arrived with yet another warning from public health experts. If you haven't been vaccinated, Dr. Ashish Jad from Brown University told ABC you shouldn't gather or travel for Easter.
If you need to travel and you've been vaccinated, I think that's pretty reasonable. But I would cut out unnecessary travel, and I would hold off if you've not been vaccinated.
He also said,
This is probably the last holiday weekend where it's not going to be safe for unvaccinated people to mingle together.
The CDC said that vaccinated Americans can resume traveling domestically and internationally with a low risk of exposure to COVID-19 as long as they wear masks in public. Federal officials are still discouraging people from traveling even after vaccination. The updated guidance doesn't apply to unvaccinated people. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about giving our power to others because we have found ourselves in this dynamic from our family where we have basically found someone that either mimics to some degree or to some level or to some spectrum level our mother, father, whoever raised us. And we see that as our norm because it's our norm, right? I mean, anything that you've been exposed to for 18 years or more is your norm. That's your reality. And so, and nobody gives you a handbook, you know, nobody gives you a handbook on, oh, hey, by the way, this is what you're living with. And by the way, this is what's going on. And, you know, this is what's going on with your father. This is what's going on with your mother. You know, so-and-so's getting walked all over or so-and-so, you know, whatever. Nobody's talking about that. So how do we know? We don't know. All we know is that many of us have found ourselves in relationships, even friendships. Like, this isn't just romantic relationships. Friendships, we find ourselves working in work dynamics where our boss can be extremely XYZ or the person that we're having to work with can be that way. You can sometimes begin to wonder everybody that I'm dealing with had the same type of personality disorder dynamic. And you start wondering, like, why, God? Why? Why is this happening to me? Well, a lot of it is happening because guess what? We're needing to learn something. And we're probably a lot of times we're needing to stand up for ourselves and we're needing to see it. So it's like the universe bombards us with a lot of these concepts. That's why when I work with clients and we get out of a relationship with that dynamic, I said, be careful. Let's really get some work done before we start dating. And normally when people start dating a little earlier, they find someone that's very similar to the previous person, right? And so we then, but the good thing is that we're not just doing this work in a vacuum. We're able to see the situation. We're able to see the dynamic. We're able to walk through that. And we're also seeing it very quickly. Instead of waiting very long to make that decision, we see it very quickly instead of waiting. Because remember, as you know, wasting time, none of us want to waste time, right? That's one of the things that I hear folks say, gosh, I wasted so much time in that relationship. Well, was it really a waste if we learned something? But wouldn't it be better to learn these concepts quicker? Wouldn't that be awesome to learn the concepts quicker? You know what I mean? That's what I want to do is like in life. And that's what I help folks do, right? Is I go, okay, yes. Okay. So you met another narcissist, but we got out of that relationship in under 3 weeks. That's pretty good. The last one was 10 years before I met you. Okay, you were in that one for 10 years, we were in this one for 3 weeks, now we're moving on. We're probably going to have to move on again and again, and then eventually, as we begin to really get to know ourselves, define ourselves, find our values, understand who we are, and we walk through all this homework, then we'll meet somebody that actually, well, guess what, sees us for us. I know, isn't that a novel concept? I mean, they actually might see us for us. They might actually see our value. I don't have to jump through hoops and prove myself on a daily basis. Think about it. I mean, that could be extraordinary, right? And I know that it's like, wait, Ashley, I mean, come on. But no, seriously, think about it. Because one of the reasons why we stay in it is that when we were growing up, probably one of your family members did not show you or did not see your value. So they didn't show you that they saw your value. They didn't show you that they accepted you. Could have been undercover. Or they were very overt about the fact that, you know, they didn't see your value. And so what did you do? Because what? You look up to your parents, right? You look up to your family. Like, why don't they see my value? What can I do? What can I do? Please. What can I do to get this acceptance? What can I do to get this approval? You know, I have clients that are still trying to get mom and dad approval, and they've stopped, you know, after working with me for just a couple of weeks. And now they've realized why. And now we're finding it with them and them themselves, and they don't have to get it from other people. And now all of a sudden everybody's giving them approval because guess what? When we don't want it anymore, because we found it on our own, then all of a sudden everybody wants to give it to us. Isn't it crazy? It's crazy, but it works. It's like being the popular kid in school, right? You remember, I don't know about you, but I was not the most popular kid in school. I mean, I knew a lot of people. But I wasn't the most popular. I didn't drink and I didn't smoke, you know, not that I didn't want to. Okay. But you know what I'm saying? Like, in order to be popular in my school, you had to do that kind of stuff, you know, but I knew a lot of the popular kids. We were friends, but I wasn't sitting at that main table. But you know, remember when the popular kid was always popular, like they were just popular, right? They had it. It's like, and everybody wanted to do stuff with that popular kid. Right? Because they're like, dude, so-and-so's so cool, man. And some of them could just come in from another school, like, mid-year, and all of a sudden, they're the most popular kid. But remember how everybody wanted to hang out with that person? Well, the same thing is when we actually accept ourselves without looking for other people's acceptance, guess what? Everybody wants to give us their acceptance. Like, all of a sudden, we're really cool. And I always find that very interesting. Like, all of a sudden, we're really, really cool. So let's talk about this. So I have a lot more to talk about because I want to talk about understanding who we are. I want to talk about more about the relationship and some things that you can do besides some of the concepts we already talked about. But first off, Dan's got his segment right now. And I want to give Dan the floor here because, you know, Dan is our resident historian. And the cool thing about this is that, you know, he talks about history in a historical perspective. And I always think it's kind of cool because guess what? It's always something that comes out of it's always something very interesting and it's always kind of a different dynamic. So right now, let's have some fun. Let's talk a little bit about history and then I'll be right back. So don't turn away because I have some tips and tricks on some things that we can do right now to make our lives better. It's time for our resident historian. Dan Nelson is the Live Your True Life historian. And Dan, I'm interested in what you have for us today. How are you doing?
Doing good. We're actually out here in the Old West. I drove by a tombstone, so it got me thinking about some of the stories I've come across related to some of these Old West gunfighters where everybody thought they were the fastest And they were until they weren't. And that usually didn't end well. But this is about a number of my clients have had Hardin ancestry, H-A-R-D-I-N, and this is about a gunfighter, Western outlaw named John Wesley Hardin. And he was one of the most, probably killed as many as anybody back in the Old West days. He killed 44 men over the course of his lifetime, but that was all before he reached the age of 23. So
that's a lot.
He was very, very, very productive in his youth. Yes.
Wow.
If you want to measure that as accomplishment. So he was born in Bonham, Texas, sort of northeast of Dallas, about 100 miles. And his father was a Methodist minister, and I guess he thought the boy would do better. He actually named him after the founder of the Methodist Church, John Wesley. But the boy soon displayed a quick and hot temper, and that'd get him into trouble time and time again. He, when he was 14, a bigger boy teased him as the author of some graffiti on the local schoolhouse. So, you know, think about, 1867 being doing graffiti on the schoolhouse wall. But anyways, so he knifed the guy, but the boy lived. So then a year later, when he was 15, he got into a wrestling match with an ex-slave named Mage and bloodied Mage's nose. And then Mage declared that no white man could draw his blood and live. And the next day, he approached him to challenge him to another fight. Hardin decided that fists weren't good enough, so he drew a pistol and killed Mage. So at the time, post-Civil War Texas was under Union Army occupation, so sort of ironic, but compared to, what we read about in the papers nowadays, but he believed he wouldn't receive a fair trial for killing a black man, so he decided to run from the law. And a month later, he killed three pursuing Union soldiers searching for him, and his relatives hid the bodies so that no one would know that Hardin had killed them. I guess, get rid of the evidence. So apparently his family was trying to, even though they knew he did the wrong thing, keep them from getting locked up. So a couple years later, at 17, he was a trail boss for a Texas cattle ranch. And he got in an argument with some Mexican cowboys. When they tried to cut him off with their herd in front of his, and an argument got out of hand. And within minutes, he killed six of Mexican cowboys. When he was staying in Abilene, Kansas, he made friends with the local sheriff, Wild Bill Hillcock. And their friendship ended when Hardin randomly shot a hotel guest in the room next to him for snoring too loudly, so waking him up. So Hickok came to arrest him for murder, but Hardin stole a horse and escaped. So he went to sort of settle down after that. In 1871, he married his hometown sweetheart. Her name was Jane Bowen. She was a respectable girl. Her dad owned the general store in town. They had two children. And she stayed true to him despite his past and his constant absences from trying to avoid the law. So after killing his 40th victim, which was Deputy Sheriff Charles Webb in Comanche, Texas, he decided to leave Texas with his wife. It was probably too hot, too much trouble with the law. So they hid out in Florida under the alias of Mr. and Mrs. J.H. Swain. But after 2 years, the Pinkerton detectives found him, and they ran to Alabama, where in 1877 he was caught. So he got tried in Austin for the death of the deputy sheriff and was sentenced to 25 years in prison. In 1894, after serving 15 years of his sentence and shortly after his wife had died, he was pardoned by Texas Governor Jim Hogg. He'd studied law in prison, and then they released, John Wesley Hardin, opened up a law practice in El Paso, Texas. Then he began to court Mrs. Morose, sort of an interesting name. She was the widow of another outlaw. And when she was arrested for illegally carrying a pistol, Hardin made threats against the arresting police officer, John Selman. So several days later, Selman observed Hardin playing dice in the Acme Saloon with another man. And Selman walked up behind Hardin and shot him in the back of the head, killing him instantly. So Hardin was 42 years old at the time, and not really sure what happened to Selman. There's a couple of different accounts. One, he was acquitted of murder. Another, he disappeared from history. or another that he was killed several months afterwards in a drunken duel with U.S. Marshal George Scarborough. So just like Wild Bill Hickok, you're fast enough nobody takes you on from the front, but you're just as vulnerable from the back. He got shot from the back, and his time came to an end there.
Wow. I guess what comes around goes around, right?
Yeah, it's hard to, not too many old, fastest guns in the West made it to their old age. You know, you see a few John Wayne movies like The Shootist, but, there weren't a whole lot because, somebody would, ultimately want to get revenge and whether they didn't care whether it was a fair fight or not. So better earn your money and your, enjoy your life at a young age if that's going to be your profession.
And we're not advocating that profession here on Liberty Life Perspective.
No.
But, definitely interesting. So definitely, an interesting dynamic. I always learn something from you and, you actually work with clients who are related to him somehow?
Yeah, there's several. A lot being based in Dallas, you know, probably half my work is people from Dallas. And so they've got Texas connections to the Hardin family. I think they came out of Tennessee. So, yeah, this is actually, you know, not like a direct ancestor, but like a third cousin, I think, of one of my clients and came up in another client search. So that's pretty common to come across the same people. There's only so many people on the planet at a given time.
It's definitely a small world. Well, Dan, I look forward to seeing you next week, and I'm glad that you're having some amazing journeys and adventures with your family. I look forward to hearing about that as well.
All right. You take care. Have a great Easter.
I love Dan's segment. Dan always has it's always great because the stuff that he talks about, you can't find on Google or you can't find it on search engines. It's not like you go, oh, yeah, let's find this. No, it's not. You can't find it because he spends years researching this stuff. Like, you know, he gets hired by these families to find out their lineage, and then he learns all this interesting stuff based on the situation, based on that family. And this is amazing stuff. And the story today, I mean, it's like it's amazing. I mean, finally, the guy tries to get right. But I thought it was funny that he becomes a lawyer of all people. A lawyer. Anyway, we won't go into all that. I have some great lawyer friends, but I thought that was pretty interesting. So thank you, Dan, so much. I can't wait to see you next week. And, you know, we've been talking about being able to see the connection from our family and on our romantic relationships, our friendships. We've been able to see all this stuff. We've been able to see all this stuff today. And now it's like, let's just get real. Let's start asking ourselves some of those big questions. What do we want in our life? And once we look at this big stuff and we start understanding the connectivity between then and now, and we understand how all that relates. And I like it too, because I really want you to get in it. I want you to marinate in it. So like, you know, with the family, I want you to go and if you still speak to your family, some of you won't. Some of you that do not speak to your family, there's obvious reasons why. I'm not sitting there saying, oh, let's go, ignite that relationship again. But I think we've been there before. I think some of us have worked out relationship issues with our family, and that's always a good thing. And that can be very helpful, right? But also, if you're already past that, I'm not advocating that. That's something that you got to do on your own or want to do on your own. But if you are speaking to your family, you know, it's a good idea to kind of just get around them. I mean, like, you know, take some of the ideas from the show today and start looking at them and start identifying these characteristics. It's a lot easier to do it from, if you have to do it from memory, that's fine. But if you don't have to do it from memory, it's great. And then being around your spouse, significant other, some of your friends, and really getting real with this, like really looking at personality traits and really getting real with this and understanding it and seeing it for what it is. It can be very powerful. It can be very powerful. And that's what I want. I mean, that's what I'm saying, is that this will be an eye-opener experience for you and anybody that does this. And tell this to some of your family, your friends, that you help them as well, because this will encourage them. So stay tuned. I'm going to be talking more and giving you some pointers here in the last segment. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. So don't change the channel. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Liquor True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I'm glad that you've been tuning in with us today, and we have a great show for you next week, by the way. Just wanted to let you know, every Saturday we're here, so glad that you have tuned in. And, you know, we've been talking about, you know, being able to let go of some of these unhealthy relationships, being able to let go of some of these unhealthy relationships, being able to see them first for what they are. So the first aspect of being able to understand the family dynamic based on our upbringing is to be aware of our situation. How do we become aware? We become aware by seeing the reality, looking at the traits, looking at the connection, looking at the traits between the person you're with and the person that raised you, or one of those people that raised you, right? Look at some of the family dynamic. Look at some of the friends that you're with. It doesn't just end with family and spouses or significant other. There's others there. You see what I'm saying? We have to look at all that. Because it was funny, because at one point in time, I remember I had picked a lot of friends, and I picked a lot of people that mimicked my father, for example, and it was very interesting to see how I picked all these people that were friends of mine that had personalities like my father. Okay. And some of those people were friends still and some of them were not, but I was able to start seeing the personality traits. I was able to start seeing why I was picking that. I was able to see why I chose that in my life. Okay. So these are things about being aware. The second thing is to start identifying who you are. So after we identify the situation we're in, and that's going to take some time, then we begin to identify who we are, because we have to understand that, because we haven't really been us for a while. I don't know if we really truly been us ever if we've been jumping through hoops to help to get other people's attention, to get their, or if some of us have been very quiet so that we don't rock the boat. You know, or some of us have always been there for everybody, doing everything for everybody, right? I mean, these are the different levels of things that we're talking about. And so we want to identify. You want to identify what's going on. Who am I? What do I stand for? And we're going to do another show here in the next few weeks. We're going to talk about this because maybe we should just go right into that. Because if we understand who we are and we understand what we stand for, then we understand when someone's doing something to us that's not what we want or something to us that is against our values, we begin to see the truth about what's really happening in our life. We actually begin to see the truth on what we're doing, and then we begin to understand what we stand for so that we begin to live true to ourselves. Okay? We want to also start identifying ourselves to understand what matters most in our life. Because if something matters to us in our life and it's not happening to us, we're not getting it, it's not coming to fruition, that's a problem. Because there's nobody waiting after we die that says, ah, sorry, you know what, you did everything for everybody else. Sorry. You know, try it again. It's a do-over. But nobody gives us a medal of honor for just like, you know, being everything to everybody. And I'm an empathic, caring person, okay? And I know that many of you that are listening to the show are the same. I am not saying we got to stop doing things for people. I'm not saying that we got to stop giving. That is not what I'm saying. But I'm saying we have to be aware of what we're giving and how much of ourselves we're giving to the people that matter. Do they matter to the people that actually give back? Are they giving? If we're giving to a bunch of takers, take, 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 take. It's like little Pac-Man. Remember Miss Pac-Man or Mr. Pac-Man? Remember that? We have a error here on the live feed. But if you're listening on the radio, you're getting it. If you're on the live feed, I apologize. You're on Facebook or YouTube. But, you know, it's like a Pac-Man. It's like what happens is we keep giving and we're giving so much of ourselves. They have to be able to feed themselves. They have to be able to feed themselves, right? We can't fill somebody else up. And that's key. We can't fill someone else up. And last but not least, I want us to begin to make a plan. And so that's going to be another show that we're going to do, is making a plan for our life, seeing our life, making that plan, being honest with our plan, doing what we need to do with our plan, and being there to make that a reality, okay? If you haven't already, check out the website. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, BERGES.com. You can check out, I have new footage up there on the video all the time on the show and watching the show live. Also, I have the concept of being able to see the new podcast, but if you want to go to Spreaker, you can go to Spreaker and go live on Spreaker, and you can also join on Spreaker and follow as well. Don't forget on YouTube, for everybody that's listening out here in Radio Land around the United States of America, here on USA Radio Networks, check me out on YouTube. Go to Ashley Burgess, BERGES, Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, BERGES. I look forward to next week's show. Hopefully you will be tuning in with me. I'm glad that you will be tuning in, I hope. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful Easter. Happy Easter, everyone. It's coming up tomorrow. And live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, you know I'll be back this time. You know it. In three shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is a resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598 and begin to learn your history.